This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Scammers recently changed the phone numbers that appear in Google search results for several major airlines, redirecting some customers to call a number where the person who answered would try to steal their money. Shmuley Evers, a Brooklyn-based software designer, noticed it when his Delta flight departing John F. Kennedy International Airport was canceled. The in-person line for customer service was long, so he searched Google for the airline's phone number to reschedule his flight. Instead of reaching a Delta employee, Evers said he spoke to a man with a thick accent who hung up and called him back from a different number. That man then asked for payment to book a rescheduled flight. Evers recognized it as a scam and scrapped his trip. He then went on to document six other airlines, including American Airlines, Southwest Airlines, and Air France, that had incorrect numbers served up by Google. Search results for each of the airlines, including Delta, have since been corrected. It's not clear how the numbers were changed or who changed them. The phone number change scam comes as people in the U.S. have faced widespread delays and cancellations at airports across the country, thanks in part to severe weather and staffing shortages. Internet scams and crimes have become increasingly common and costly. The FBI's annual Internet Crime Complaint Center report found that victims last year reported a record $10.3 billion in online losses. A Google spokesperson said, "Our teams have already begun reverting the inaccuracies, suspending the malicious accounts involved, and applying additional protections to prevent further abuse." The spokesperson refused to say how long the problem persisted, how many airlines were successfully impersonated, or why there weren't better protections in place for major companies like the airlines. Google has struggled to counter scammers who have learned how to get fake contact information to show up when users look up a company on Google Search or Maps. Those results come from Google's internal database for companies called Business Profiles. Google usually verifies someone's claim to own a company through a mailed postcard, phone call, or video chat. A woman visiting Theodore Roosevelt National Park in North Dakota was severely injured by a bison over the weekend, park officials said. The tourist from Minnesota was at Painted Canyon Trailhead at the park when she was injured on Saturday. The National Park Service said in a news release, the woman sustained significant injuries to her abdomen and foot. First responders treated her at the scene until she could be taken by ambulance to a hospital in Dickinson, North Dakota. From there, she was transported to a hospital in Fargo. Park officials said she was last reported to be in serious but stable condition. The injury prompted the National Park Service to remind visitors that bison are large, powerful, and wild. They can turn quickly and can easily outrun humans. Bulls can be aggressive during the rutting season, mid-July through August. Use extra caution and give them additional space during this time, the news release said. Under park regulations, visitors should be at least 25 yards, the length of two full-sized buses, away from large animals like bison, elk, deer, and horses. Wilbur Snap, 83, is the only baseball park organist ever officially ousted from a game by an umpire. Wilbur Snap gained national attention the evening of June 25, 1985, when a 22-year-old umpire called an out against Snap's beloved Clearwater Phillies in a game against the Osceola Astros. Snap, agreeing with the crowd's roars of disapproval, struck up a chorus of Three Blind Mice. The young umpire was not amused and threw his arm up, ordering Snap removed. Snap stepped away from his keyboard but spent the remainder of the game twisting balloons into mice for delighted fans who began singing Three Blind Mice. Snap, a World War II veteran who could not read music, taught himself to play the organ when he ran a music store in Springfield, Ohio. When he retired in 1982, he moved to Florida and played the organ at Jack Russell Stadium in Clearwater for the Major League's spring training and during the summer for minor league teams. Snap continued as a ballpark organist until the stadium switched to recorded music in 1997. Snap forever after signed autographs as Wilbur Snap, Three Blind Mice Organist. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.